welcome to the Ogletree Deacons Podcast, a brief discussion of legal issues and practical insights. Please note that the information in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended or to be construed as legal advice. We hope that you enjoy the program.
My name is Ashley Cutnow, and I am a shareholder at Ogletree Deacons. We're a labor and employment law firm. I'm located in Greenville, South Carolina, and I have been tasked with leading our unemployment response team in relation to and the coronavirus. Today, in series four of our unemployment podcast, we are going to talk about some of the top, most frequently asked questions related to unemployment and COVID-19. If you have any additional questions following this podcast, always feel free to reach out to me or refer to the Ogletree Deacons Coronavirus Resource page on our website. So here we go. Some of this will be a summary of our prior podcast related to unemployment, but some of them will be just specific questions that we hear on a regular basis. So first, how did the CARES Act impact unemployment? Well, primarily it did three different things. First, it increased the amount of unemployment impacted individuals can receive on a weekly basis through the end of July. Now, an impacted individual may receive an additional $600 per week on top of their regular unemployment amount. Again, this additional $600 is available for 16 weeks or through the end of July, whichever comes first. Second, the length of time unemployment is available has been expanded by 13 additional weeks. Once state unemployment is exhausted, the federal government will pay for and provide an additional 13 weeks of unemployment up and until the end of the year. Third, it created a new unemployment system called Pandemic Unemployment Assistance. This program is available for individuals who are not otherwise qualified for state unemployment for a variety of reasons. Next question. Do you think the unemployment benefits provided for under the CARES Act will be expanded? We're not sure. I think the unemployment benefits will be expanded, but the details of that are unclear. The HEROES Act that's been proposed by the House of Representatives does have expansions for unemployment. We're going to have to wait and see how the Senate responds to the HEROES Act, or if they propose their other legislation to see if the expansion covers unemployment and the details of that. So on that one, it's a little bit of a wait and see. Next question. Explain to me exactly what pandemic unemployment assistance is and who is eligible. So generally, employers pay into a state insurance system. Their qualifications for a person to be eligible under a state system. Pandemic unemployment was created by the federal government for individuals who do not qualify for state unemployment. Generally, this includes business owners who have an option to opt out of state unemployment, gig workers, the self-employed, or independent contractors. Folks who are working in those buckets were not previously paying into the state unemployment insurance system. So they had no ability to get unemployment. In addition, pandemic unemployment assistance covers individuals who were not qualified for unemployment under the state system for a variety of reasons. Maybe they have not been working for their employer long enough. Maybe they are not able and available to work because they are sick, and there is no exception for that under their state unemployment system. Maybe the individual cannot work because of childcare issues. In many states, that will disqualify a person from state unemployment. Those individuals will now be covered by pandemic unemployment assistance. If you'd like some details on the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program, you can go to Ogletree Deacons or go to the Ogletree Deacons Coronavirus resource page, and there is a detailed blog of 20 most frequently asked questions related to PUA that can really dig into the details of PUA and who is eligible. From an employer's perspective, however, the most common scenarios in which PUA will impact your employees are if a job offer was rescinded or delayed such that the person is not eligible for state unemployment. The employee is new to the company, and so they do not meet base wage requirements. The individual is sick or caring for someone who is sick with COVID-19, and the state does not have a COVID-19 exception for this, or if the impacted individual cannot work or return to work because of daycare issues. And again, the state UI program does not consider this individual able to work, and so they're not qualified for unemployment in that state. The next question that we have that is commonly asked is who is going to pay for the additional benefits that are being provided through the CARES Act? So any additional benefit is being provided by the federal government and will not have an impact on employer ratings in the future. So the additional $600 is being paid for by the federal government. Any pandemic unemployment assistance programs are being paid for by the federal government. And any additional length of time in which unemployment is available is being paid for by the federal government and will not impact an employer's rating moving forward. In addition, as we talk about employer ratings, many states have come out and have said that layoffs or furloughs that increase unemployment rolls for an employer as a result of COVID-19 will not impact employment ratings moving forward. All states have not said this. In addition, I don't think that states should be misguided in that after this crisis is over, I think we should all expect that state unemployment funds are going to have to reevaluate how they beef their trust funds back up because they're all going to be exhausted. That brings up another common question that we get. What happens if my state runs out of unemployment funds in their trust? I want everyone to rest easy on that point a little bit. That actually happened in the 2008 recession. And the way it was handled was that the federal government gave very low interest loans to the states to make sure the states could continue to provide unemployment. The FFCRA and the CARES Act have already envisioned that this is going to be a problem that is going to occur and has provided additional money for states beyond what their funds originally had. We would also anticipate that if that money is not enough for the unemployment crisis that we're seeing, that the federal government would extend additional loans to the states. Another question we have, with the new benefits provided by the CARES Act, how are they going to be administered? Well, they're all going to be administered by the state unemployment agencies. The CARES Act provided additional monies and resources for states to build a pandemic unemployment process for folks to apply. All of the states had to execute agreements with the federal government through the Department of Labor, and all states did that immediately after it was available. So how long will the additional benefits be available for employees? Well, the $600 weekly benefit will be available through July 31st. However, July 31st is a Friday. Unemployment does not provide for partial benefits in any week. As a result, for most impacted individuals, they will last receive the additional $600 benefit for the week ending July 24th or 25th, depending on what days of the week the unemployment agency processes its checks. For the additional unemployment period for the additional number of weeks that an employee may be eligible, that is currently available for an additional 13 weeks and or through the end of the year for impacted individuals. The same is true for the CARES PUA. Our next question, what happens if someone is not covered by state unemployment? Again, that is where the CARES Act Pandemic Unemployment Assistance or the PUA actually comes into play. We also get many questions related to if employees are covered because they are quarantined or sick or unable to work because they're caring with someone for COVID-19. The answer to this question is all of those individuals will be eligible for some kind of unemployment as long as they're not on a paid leave to care for someone else. The question is who is going to pay for the unemployment? Some states allow these scenarios to qualify you for state unemployment. Other states do not, in which case you would then move into the pandemic unemployment system for financial assistance through unemployment. The same is true if you can't work because of childcare issues. How much does state unemployment pay? Well, that depends on how much money you earned before and in which state you work. So every state has different criteria for how much money is available, and different states have different criteria for how that is calculated. So you have to look at your state unemployment agency to determine how much money may be available on a weekly basis for someone who is unemployed. The same is true for the length of time that unemployment is available. There are some states where unemployment is only available for as few as 12 weeks, but the general answer and the average is 26 weeks of unemployment under the state system. Again, as a result of CARES, whatever the state system allows, an additional 13 weeks will be available as a result of the CARES Act. Now, I think the most common question we get in regards to the additional $600 is, does that mean that it's possible for an employee to actually receive more income and funds coming in when they're unemployed than if they were working? The answer to that is yes, at least through the end of July. So again, there is a base amount that employees are eligible for state unemployment. Through the end of July, $600 additional dollars will be added to that through unemployment. So for example, in South Carolina, our maximum unemployment amount is $326. Through the end of July, or through the last full week of July, an impacted individual will receive $926 per week on unemployment. For some folks, that will be more than their normal working wage. When you look at the $600, that is essentially $15 an hour. So you have the $600 plus whatever the state unemployment rate is. If you have someone who's going to receive pandemic unemployment assistance, the calculation of the amount they will be paid is the same as if they were in the state system. So first, there will be a state unemployment amount, and then the $600 will be added on top through the end of July. What if you have folks that get tips? Well, how much unemployment they will receive will depend on how you reported the tips to the unemployment agency before. If tips were not calculated properly, the impacted individual can appeal the amount to the unemployment agency for an adjustment. Can you reduce hours for unemployment? Well, that depends. So in every state, there is a partial unemployment calculation. How much money an impacted individual can still earn per week and receive unemployment is different. For example, in Georgia, there's a set amount a person can earn with no impact. In South Carolina, a person cannot earn more than their weekly benefit amount. Different states calculate this amount differently. So you have to make sure that an employee is not earning too much money working part-time to be eligible for unemployment if your intent is to reduce hours and have the impacted individual receive unemployment. If you're going to reduce hours for employees, you also need to make sure you're thinking about any kind of warrant obligations, whether or not there are any notices that will change pay requirements. Many states have a notice where you have to give written notice to an individual before you change the amount of money that they're earning. Also, don't forget about predictive scheduling rules or changes that may impact your health insurance. Many plans require you to work a minimum number of hours to be on health insurance. There are also issues related to exempt employees and part-time work. Again, always remember if you have someone who is exempt, that they are paid for a full week if they work any in that week. Other questions we commonly get is, can I do a voluntary furlough? In some states, it's clear that you can. In other states, it's more complicated. If you have a voluntary furlough, that employee is volunteering themselves for unemployment. As a result, they may not be eligible for unemployment because they're choosing the layoff. Can employee quit to collect unemployment? Generally, that answer is no. An employee can't quit and collect unemployment because, again, they are then voluntarily not collecting unemployment. However, if someone has an underlying condition or they are high risk, they may be able to quit and still collect unemployment if they fall into that high risk category. There are also issues related to childcare that may allow someone to, again, continue to collect unemployment. These are our most commonly asked questions that we're seeing right now. We continue to receive hundreds of questions regarding unemployment every week from our employers who are working hard to try and do the best they can in an unfortunate situation where they have to have a layoff or a furlough. If you have additional questions, please refer to the Ogletree Deacons Coronavirus Resource page or feel free to contact me. We have resources available on a 50-state basis, and we have different blog posts and podcasts that we can refer you to for additional information. We hope this helps you work your way through the coronavirus pandemic, and we wish you all the best. Thanks for joining us in our unemployment series related to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Thank you for joining us on the Ogletree Deacons podcast. You can subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes or through your favorite podcast service. And remember, the information in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended or to be construed as legal advice.